we often forget, don't we? And I think when we move into that chapter of motherhood, like we're so much in survival zone of we need to get this done, that needs to be done, that actually all those little bits that probably brought us joy before, we just forget to do them because we're so busy doing everything else. And the more we start to add those back in as little habits, the easier it will be. And that's going to make so much difference.
Welcome to the Moms Who Create podcast. I'm Kelly Heil, a mom, author, and artist, and I'm on a mission to celebrate and empower you. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, I'm sharing my insights and resources, diving into the stories of amazing writers, artists, and entrepreneurs, and helping you rewrite the narrative of balancing motherhood with your creative journey. Grab your coffee, a notebook, and let's get started. This is the Moms Who Create podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Moms Who Create podcast, where we are talking about self-care today. And less bubble bath self-care and more of how to really put it into your everyday life, your everyday routine. And to help us with that, we have Emma Binion. She's a mom herself, and she's a self-care and motherhood coach and educator. She supports busy moms who are juggling the school run with a job and building a business with the tools to be less overwhelmed and have more balance, energy, and clarity, which is something that we all need more of. So Emma is a qualified NLP, MBIT, and practical magic coach. She's the editor of the Positive Wellbeing Zine for Moms and the host of the Self-Care and Motherhood Edit podcast. Emma's wonderful. Emma has so much value to offer you today and just a breath of fresh air in motherhood for really how to embrace self-care. Not the buzzword self-care, but actually how to incorporate it into your own life. Enjoy today's episode. Emma, so glad you're here. Can't wait to talk to you. I was listening to your podcast episode this morning, Self-Care for Spring. You know what? I should probably have you introduce yourself before I just keep going and telling you how much I loved that episode.
So I'm a self-care and motherhood coach and educator for busy moms who are juggling all of the things. So the school run with a career, with growing or running a small business. I also have a six-year-old called Isabella, and obviously from the UK. And I'm also a full-time post-16 teacher as well, and have been for the past 10 years. But my absolute passion is supporting mums, as you said, to move from that space of overwhelm into having more balance and more clarity. And for me and all the clients I work with, it's all about self-care. Like, that's where it all starts. If we're taking care of ourselves, then we can make much better decisions. We show up better, not just for, you know, I think there's that thing about, you know, you do self-care and you show up really good for the other people who are around you. Great. But we also show up better for ourselves as well. We make better decisions. We're able to navigate life that feel, you know, in a way that feels much more easy with more flow. So self-care is absolutely where all of that starts.
There are so many parallels between you, Emma, and my podcast and what I try to tell moms and help moms do. It falls under how to balance motherhood and your creative life. Mm-hmm. And self-care is huge with that too, because a lot of times your creative life is a form of your self-care. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to go back to the episode that I listened to this morning, because I wanted to tell you that whenever you're talking about spring, it kind of changed my thought process and my application of spring in my life, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because when I think about spring, I think about allergies. I am so allergic to everything outside. So if you say, oh, what do you love about spring? I'm like, spring is actually my least favorite season because I can't go outside. My eyes are swollen shut. But after listening to your episode, I was like, you know what? I'm going to change my mindset around spring, because it's not just about the flowers blooming. You can apply that to your life in this new season of my life, what can bloom? What can be reborn? What can start? And just hearing that, I dropped my daughter off at preschool. I was driving home, listening to your episode. And I was like, that's genius. What a wonderful way to think about that.
So if you think of spring, I love spring. You know, a lot of people probably love spring because they like the new life mm-hmm. outside and not just the warmer weather, but it's about things being warm. But applying that to your life is so powerful. And it's such like a mind shift that I never thought of. And already now I think, oh, spring's exciting because what can I change in my life? What can mm-hmm. bloom on this side of my life? Or what new things can I create? Or what new things can I start? Anyway, I took a lot away from your episode this morning. So I wanted to tell you that, and it was wonderful. And I am going to let you talk this time, Emma. So talk to us about, you are so amazing in sharing tools for mom self-care, how to move from overwhelm to balance and clarity. So I'm going to hand the mic to you, and I want you to talk to the moms listening about self-care.
So firstly, thank you for that wonderful like feedback on the podcast, because it's great to hear that actually it is having such an impact, and that actually yeah. that different perspective, it's so useful, isn't it? Because actually yeah. someone else saying, well, why don't you think about it in this way, actually can make such a massive difference to then mm-hmm. how we approach that. And I think, you know, we talk about self-care, like, and I spoke about this on another podcast I've been, like, I actually don't like that word, because it has all of this like negative connotation that it has to be a spa day and getting our nails done and getting our hair done, and it has to cost money, and it has to be a certain amount of time, and people tell you what you should be doing mm-hmm. and actually getting your hair done, getting your nails done, whatever, is absolutely lovely. Mm-hmm. However, self-care should be stuff that we're doing every day, not just an hour here and an hour there when we have time, and maybe we have to reschedule it five times because we haven't got childcare, and it just becomes that kind of, I need that time, but I'm not getting it. And actually, we need to reframe all of that, because self-care is about filling that energy tank up with mm-hmm. whatever works for us. You know, whether that is having a kitchen disco with the kids, whether that is listening to a podcast on the drive to school or on the way back, whether that's journaling, whether it's reading, whether it is singing, getting out for a walk, like whatever it is that makes you feel good, that's what self-care is. And that's what you need to be adding more of into your life. But also, we talk about that, and like some people listen will be like, how can I add more in? Like, literally, I'm already at capacity right mm-hmm. now. Like, how do I do that? Well, where can you add to what you're already doing for those 5-10 minutes? So you make your morning brew, and maybe you just take some deep breaths. Like, let's make it simple and make it achievable, because otherwise we're not going to do it. We're not going to have mm-hmm. any interest in doing it. We're not going to feel motivated to do it. And then we're still going to be in this depleted, exhausted space. Also, like, it doesn't have to be adding more to. It could also be taking stuff away and doing less of something that maybe doesn't make us feel as good, or changing up what we're already doing. So if we're doing household chores, like, why don't we not just put the music on? Let's just, while yeah. we make tea, let's just put that music, that, you know, the playlist that makes you feel really, really good. And that, like, literally is going to lift those energy levels right up.
So I experience that all the time. I always have music playing in my house, like always, or some mm-hmm. sort of like ambience or ambiance on the TV, you know, like a coffee shop with leaves falling, mm-hmm. whatever. And I find that when I am going to clean the house, but I don't have any music playing, it's, or a podcast or anything, you know, just kind of in the background to listen to, I'm angry. I feel so mm-hmm. angry when I do like cleaning and stuff. I'm just like, the silence is just deafening. And then I just think about the dishes or the dirty clothes, and I'm like, oh, this is awful. So, but then I notice that when I put music on yeah. or a podcast or something to listen to or sing to, it's so much better. I mean, dishes are still awful, and I absolutely hate it in every way possible. But something about just listening to music while I do it, it makes mm-hmm. it feel so much better. And then I just sing at the top of my lungs while I'm doing it all. And it really does lift the mood of something as simple as housework. Mm-hmm. And it's just putting on music.
I think it's, we often forget, don't we? And I think when we move into that chapter of motherhood, like, we're so much in survival zone of, we need to get this done, that needs to be done, that actually all those little bits that probably brought us joy before, just, we just forget to do them because we're so busy doing everything else. And the more we start to add those back in as little habits, the easier it will be. And that's going to make so much difference. I think also when we think about self-care, often some of the stuff that, you know, brought us joy, you know, filled that energy cup up before we have kids, is not, either not achievable now mm-hmm. because it doesn't work within how our life is right now in that space, also it might not bring us joy anymore. It might not be actually what we need to fill that cup up. And so within that, I think there's this kind of like, you need to find out then what it is that you enjoy now. But that has a whole load of other stuff attached to it. Like, what happens if it doesn't work? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy that. And so when I talk about self-care, I talk about it as being kind of an experiment. Well, let's just try and see if that works. Like, and if it doesn't, well, we just try something else.
So what are you getting your kids for Easter this year? Peeps and chocolates, those are usually the staples. But this year, I've been looking for non-candy alternatives and just something more fun. You guys, I have it. Let's talk about Dabble and Dollop. Founded by a mother herself, Dabble and Dollop has natural bath and body care that they aim for kids to have fun with, mix with, and inspire their creativity. All at bath time. I have the droplets, which are these little mixable bath bombs, and they smell like candy, but without all the chemicals. My daughters have the most sensitive skin on the planet, so usually we can't even do bath bombs, but these are actually moisturizing, all natural, and don't irritate her skin like everything else we've tried. Also, the bath gels are incredible, but our favorite is the vanilla whip. And they're all these 3-in-1 wash, shampoo, bubble bath combinations. So you only need one product to do all the things. They have an Easter bundle you can get right now for a fun, creative, ready-made Easter gift for your little ones. Visit dabblebath.com/MWC today to get 20% off your first order. That's dabblebath.com/MWC. And get 20% off for being a listener of Moms Who Create. And don't think they're just for your kids. I may or may not have the coconut gel in my bathtub right now.
Exactly the same way as you would be with your kid if they were trying to problem solve something. And you'd be like, well, okay, it didn't work. Like, that's okay. Why don't we try it this way? I think often we do not have that same kindness and compassion for ourselves when we're doing new things and exploring new things, because we are the adult and we have to know everything and we have to have, you know, that perfect, you know, it has to be right. And actually there's so much, you know, beauty in making mistakes and trying things and it not working out, because then you know and you learn from that, that actually right now that practice, whatever it might be, say it was journaling, is not what I need right now. Like, it doesn't work for me right now, or that way of doing it doesn't work for me. And then it's looking at that and actually, well, what is going to work for me in that way? I think so many people, and especially a lot of my clients, are like, well, I want to read a book. Okay, so how much do you want to read? I'd like to read a chapter a night. Is that achievable right now? Probably not for many of them.
Yeah,
because they're absolutely exhausted by the time it comes to that space where they would read. Well, how about you read a page and start there? Or if reading a book is absolutely not achievable right now, but is something you absolutely enjoy, why not put on an audiobook and let's try it that way instead? And just be more flexible with that approach, because also where you're at right now, like, is not forever in that space, and things are going to change and are going to develop. And then those self-care practices might also then start to involve your kid and your friends and your partner as well. And so it's just about exploring and experimenting with where you're at and, like, what can I add in to what I'm already doing? It's different for all of us, but it's also different for different seasons of our life and different seasons in terms of spring, summer, autumn, winter, like what we need at that time, and also dependent on what is happening in our life at that time.
Yeah.
And even our kids' life as well, partner's life, family life, etc. It's going to be different in terms of what we need. I used to spend so much time in terms of self-care working on my business. That was my kind of outlet. That was my creativity. That was my space. Whereas now I'd much rather go to the gym or go out for a walk or journal. And that's completely changed within the space of like 3-4 years. And although I still love working on my business and aspects of it are self-care, but there's other things right now that actually I need more of to fill that cup up. And that's okay. And that has, you know, so much power in it, doesn't it? That actual like self-acceptance of this is what I need and I'm going to go and get it. And that's not selfish and it's not taking time away from, you know, being with your kids, because actually you can involve your kids in some of those things as well. you know, me and my daughter, she'll often, we were sat there actually on Sunday night while tea was being made, and she sat there colouring and I'm sat there painting my nails, and we were just talking and we were just together. And that mm-hmm. being present, you know, that is a fundamental part of self-care. Like yeah. we were just there together. Like there was a bit of talking and she was talking about kind of what she was colouring in and what colour she was going to choose. And I was just sat there quite, you know, really mindlessly kind of just painting my nails, like, you know, only because they needed doing, like I could have done something else in that space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, we were just together. And I think there's so much power in that in terms of self-care and filling that cup up as well, the things that we do. And then also how we model that behavior for our children as well. If they see us taking care of ourselves and that actually, you know, mum needs this, dad needs this, whoever needs this, this is what makes them feel good and ultimately makes them feel more like them. So they are then resourced in terms of how they then navigate that parenting experience. That's also really powerful that actually they see that too, because then they also can see the value in taking care of themselves as well.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to a lot of creative moms who want to find that balance in motherhood and in life?
I think the thing that I would say, which is the most, there's two things really. The first thing is to start simple. Start as simple as you possibly can, because what we don't want to do is add to that overwhelm. We don't want to add to that stress. So it's not about, you know, I can write for an hour every day. Like even if I don't write for an hour, then I've not achieved anything. And then having that negativity surrounding that, you don't need to be adding to it. Especially when, you know, we're coming up to holidays, there's that period of time when actually they are off school, that routine changes, but actually the balance kind of shifts within that period for a lot of people. And that's okay during that period of time. Like it doesn't last forever. And I think within all of that, there's this self-compassion and this kindness that, you know, we often don't talk to ourselves in that way. We're so, well, you've not done it, like you're a bad mom, like, et cetera, et cetera. You know, all that mm-hmm. inner critic that is so unnecessary, yet it's there. mm-hmm. But actually, you know, let's start to talk to ourselves with a bit more kindness and compassion, that if we didn't manage it one day, well, that's okay. Like there's tomorrow, we can try again. And coming at it from that space, as I said earlier, in terms of, you know, experimenting with that and looking at what works, like there isn't a magic potion that's going to give us balance, that is going to take away mm-hmm. all of that overwhelm. Like we're still going to have that from time to time. And that's going to look different at different points in our life.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And if we come at it from that space, like how much more easy does it feel to be like, okay, well, maybe I can write today. Kids are playing out in the garden. I've got half an hour of maybe I'll get an hour, maybe they will play for an hour and I will get that time. I might not also get that time, and maybe I can try and do it later. And so starting simple and adding stuff in where you can, like that is the absolute key to making it work. But it has to work for you. I there's no magic solution to that says you must do this at 8 a.m and do this at 10 a.m and whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to work with how your life is now. And that might change from week to week, month to month, year to year. We need to come at it from that flexible state, because otherwise we're just adding to that mental load, that overwhelm. And then we don't have that clarity. We have less balance, because all we're doing is, well, I needed to do that and I haven't, and it's all this. And it just becomes that vicious cycle. And mm-hmm. actually, it doesn't need to be in that space. It can be, well, that's, you know, I've got my writing stuff. Go and do what we're going to do. Let's see what happens. And if I get to write, and also if I'm in the mood to write,
yeah,
then yeah. I can write.
Before we go, I want to hit on your podcast and also your coaching that you do. So can you tell us where people can go and listen to your podcast? And please do. And go love it and subscribe. And I even gave you 5 stars this morning because I just love this one. Which is so hard. It's so hard to get people to review podcasts. I know that. But anyway, so I gave you those 5 stars. Tell us what your podcast is called. Tell us a quick blurb about it and okay. people, you know, so people can go subscribe. And then also tell us your website and the coaching and all you have to offer the listeners so they can go and just kind of dive deeper with you into self-care.
Fab. So the podcast is called The Self-Care and Motherhood Edit, and it is a bi-weekly podcast where basically I'm chatting more stuff like this, self-care, bit about coaching, basically stuff that is going to help us as mums, that is going to help busy mums. And I've been doing that now, oh my gosh, for like 5 years, which is absolutely wow. Like crazy. So there's lots and lots of episodes on there about so many different topics, and obviously the newest episode, which is the one that we've been talking about.
Yeah, as well. Go listen to it now.
Do it. So in terms of coaching, which is actually something I'm so excited about at the moment, so I've been like looking at how this works, like, you know, how can busy mums like access coaching in a way that works for them, because sitting on a Zoom call or whatever for an hour or whatever, it's so impractical most of the time, because mm-hmm. our kids might be there, or childcare cancels, or there's other stuff going on. And actually like being present in that space for that amount of time and not then having any distractions is like, when is that time? And then mm-hmm. the time to do the stuff that might come from those sessions as well. Yeah. So I just launched, which I just feel so excited and driven about, which is amazing. Like, it's definitely a passion project, I think, going to be, is doing coaching via voice notes and messages, so that we can access it like whenever, wherever, when we've got those like little pockets of time to ask those questions, to engage in that support. So I'm really, really excited about that, because like that could be absolutely revolutionary for busy mums and how they are coping. So yeah, I'm going to just keep saying it. Like, I'm just so excited.
No, that's amazing. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I just think it's going to transform it completely. So that's mm-hmm. the coaching, and that's all on the website, and also the links to the podcast are on the website as well. I've also been putting together some on-demand courses. So again, like, mums can access it whenever they want, and they can pause it and watch a bit more and do some of the work and pause it and come mm-hmm. back to it. And, you know, that's make things easy for us, you know? Yeah. So yeah, those are kind of like the three main things, I guess. And obviously I'm over at emmabenyon.coach on Instagram and Facebook, and the website is emmabenyoncoaching.co.uk.
Yay. I'll put everything in the show notes. So if you're listening, you can go down there and find her, click on there, see all that she has to offer. Cause your website's, I love your website. It's a beautiful Thank website, you. First of all. And then you just have, it's just so resourceful. It's amazing. If you want to hear from me on more days than just Mondays, go to momswhocreate.com and sign up for my newsletter. I don't send out a lot of emails, maybe one every week or maybe one every 2 weeks, but I try to pack it with some goodness, some inspiration, what women are doing in the arts, and things along that line. So again, momswhocreate.com, you'll see it pop up or in there somewhere, and just sign up for the newsletter. Also follow me and the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at Moms Who Create Podcast and at Kelly Heil. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back next week with another mom/author. You guys have a good week.